So both sides, we want to go back to Parshas Kedoshim. Here already they're moving on very fast, but those who are in Chutz Laaretz, Parshas Kedoshim wasn't that long ago. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, Daber el Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. And the Sifsei Chachamim makes the comment that this is a very unique phrase, El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Generally speaking, the Torah says Daber El Bnei Yisrael, but here it says Daber El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi comments, Daber Al Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, Malamid Shenemra Parsha Zu, the Parsha of Kedoshim, was given by Hakel in the assembly of the people of Israel. And the way we interpret this generally, we'll see a whole new pshat today, Mirtz Hashem, is that most of the basics, the nitty-gritty of the Torah, is reflected in this parasha. So there's so much in this parasha that we have to gather together the entire country, all the people from all sides, and we have to present Parashas Kedoshim. Now today we're going to study three things. Number one, the concept of Kedusha. Number two, the relationship between Kedusha here in Kedoshim to you and the Parasha last week, Achrimos, of the Avodas Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. And finally, an introduction to Lag BaOmer. We start with a very enigmatic Tanah Dabei Rabbi Abba. And this appears in the Zohar. And it says the following, that Parsha Zu Koleles Kol HaTorah Kula VeChosemes HaEmes. This Parsha includes within it the entire Torah, and it completes with the seal of truth. VeParsha Zu Nischadshu Kol HaTorah VeChosodes Elyonim VeAsorim Amoros UGzeros VeOnshim UMitzvos Elyonos. So there's a lot of discussion here about the secrets of the Torah. The fact that Parashas Kedoshim incorporates the entire Torah and reflects the secrets of the Torah. Shekasher igiyu ha-chaverim le-parashas zu hayu smechim. The Chevraya Kedisha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when they got to Parashas Kedoshim, they were elated, because this reading of the parasha would support the philosophy of their Rebbe Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that we should study and understand the Sodos Helyonim, the very lofty and mystical secrets of the Torah. So of all the parashas of the Torah, which parasha contains within it the most revelation encompasses the most of the secrets of the Torah, is Parashas Kedoshim. And the fact that the Torah introduces this parasha by saying Daber al Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, that we gather together the entire assembly of Israel, indicates that the concept of Sodos HaTorah, the secrets of the Torah which are incorporated in Parshas Kedoshim, are not just related to a few select individuals, but rather you could call it a democracy, you could call it universal, it relates to everyone. Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. We'll soon see that not every member of Klal Yisrael is able to understand the Sodos HaTorah, but nevertheless, every member of Klal Yisrael is shayach to the Sodos HaTorah. And the greatest, the one single parasha that has within it, contains within it the greatest amount of Sodos HaTorah, is Parashas Kedoshim. Hence, the Talmidim of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai got very excited. They were in seventh heaven when they got to Parashas Kedoshim, because this parasha would, in a sense, support the very fundamental principle of the Torah of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, namely the Torah Sasod. And moreover, the introduction to this parsha, Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael, indicates that the entire community of Israel has a relationship and a connection with the Sodos HaTorah. Now, most of what we're going to study, I would say for the next part of the shiur, is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer in two places gives us a whole new perspective on Kedoshim Tiyu. Because before the Chasam Sofer, our perspective on Kedoshim Tiyu, as Rashi calls it, Hevi Prushim, is to be separated from this world. We have the Midah Prishus, about which the early Chachamim spoke at great length, to be Porish, meaning to separate oneself from this world, from the physical, material world. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's not right. That's not what it's all about. The Simcha of Parshas Kedoshim, as we saw it, based on the insights of the Chasam Sofer, it's a Simcha that is derived from a different concept or definition of Kedoshim Tiyu. Not the classic way we understand Kedoshim Tiyu, that we should be separated. But on the contrary, we should be very much connected to this world. Not, that doesn't mean to say that we want to have a gluttonous attitude to enjoy the benefits of this world and lunge and plunge in order to enjoy as much as we can, eat, drink, and be merry. No, no, no. That's not what we mean. But what we mean is our relationship to other human beings. In order to appreciate what's going on here in this Chasam Sofer, we start with the Chovos HaLevavos of Rabbeinu Bachaye, who has an entire section of his work, the magnum opus, the Chovos HaLevavos, with many different shaarim, many different gates, the Gate of Prishus, an entire section dedicated to Prishus. The Godel Malas HaPrishus VeHaBedidus. The true Poresh, the ultimate Prisha, is Bedidus. He's alone. He doesn't have any intercourse, doesn't have any connection with other people. He lives out as a hermit in the wilderness. And that's called Bedidus, Prishus, and Yetzei L'Midbarios, V'Yaros. All this appears in Rabbeinu Bachaye and Shaar Prishus. A tremendous emphasis on the achievement of Prishus and Bedidus. But says the Chasam Sofer, that's not what's going on here. That's not what the ultimate goal of Avodas Hashem is. But rather, on the contrary, a person in his relationship with other people, with other members of society, should be the exact opposite of Prishus. He should not be going out to the Midbar, to a place that's barren, wilderness, where no one's around. He should be living in the urban centers. He should be expanding the number of people that he has connection with, that he speaks to. And therefore, Kedoshim Tiyu was given the Hakel, Daber Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. We gather together as one assembly, very much involved, each with the next one. We are separated with Kedoshim Tiyu, with Prushim, from Inyone Olam Hazeh, from pleasures of this world. But the Torah never meant to say, nor did Chazal, that we didn't have to be Porish Menat Zibur and to be Mischaber, Misboded. No. There's no such thing as Precious Menat Zibur. I mean, there is, but we don't recognize it. It's a very low level. If somebody were to interpret Kedoshim Tiyu as Holchei Midbar, as his Bodidus, he'd be making a mistake. That's not what it means. Kedoshim Tiyu doesn't mean Precious in the sense of his Bodidus, of separating oneself from the tzibur, of living out there in the wilderness where no human being lives. On the contrary, our fundamental obligation as Jews is to teach, to learn of course, but to teach and bring Torah and mitzvahs Hashem to other people. In other words, the emphasis here on Kedoshim Tiyu has to be seen in the context of Adas, Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. There's a paradox here, which I think the Chassam Sofer is addressing. On the one hand, the Torah says Precious. The Torah says to be misbode, to be lonely, to be segregated, to be isolated. On the other hand, if that's what Kedoshim Tiyu means, to go out to the wilderness, then why does the Torah begin this parasha with the introduction of Al Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael? And Al Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael means in front of the entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael. We accept the Torah and we interact one with another as in a societal way in order to transmit the Torah. We don't transmit the Torah as yechidim, as individuals. If I go out to live in the desert, if I am misbodeh and I separate myself from society, there's no way that I can have any impact on society. There's no way that I can transmit the Torah. So the fundamental obligation of an Oved Hashem is to share the Torah with others, not to selfishly separate himself from the tzibur. So what does it mean when it says Kedoshim Tiyu, that we should be Prushim? Says the Chassam Sofer, it means something totally different. As far as our relationship in the public eye is concerned, in society, it's the exact opposite of Bedidus and of Precious. We want to be Mu'uravim Abrios, we want to interact, we want to transmit the Torah. It's got to be El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Kedoshim Tiyu is only Beino Levein Atzmo. It's only in his machshava, in his own ethical behavior. He's a parush. He's not interested in pursuing the pleasures of life. He's constantly dovek bo. He has dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as far as going out to the midbar and be poresh from the rest of the tzibur, absolutely not. We have to be part of the tzibur. Now let's read the Chassam Sofer in two places. One is in his commentary on the Torah, and the other is in his drashos. He says the following: Kedoshim Tiyu, Pirish Rashi v'hu mitoras konim, parsha zu nemar b'hakel, sherov gufei Torah tluyim bo. Yesh lomar ki rov gufei Torah toli b'hakel. The gufei Torah, which means the physical material part of the Torah that I have to fulfill. First I have to receive the Torah, then I have to fulfill the Torah. That belongs to the hakel, to the kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Rov gufei Torah tluyim ba. We need chaburas anoshim. We need to have interaction. We need society. Lilmod ulame, to learn and then to teach. And since, in order to do so, he has to be far away from bedidus, he has to interact with people to have an influence on them. Forget about bedidus. Lachain hizir afilu b'shah shakol hakel ha. Why was this parasha of Kedoshim Tiyu given by hakel? To instruct the people and emphasize they should be monea, they should prevent themselves from bedidus, but rather, on the contrary, they should be kol adas b'nei Yisrael bechaburas anoshim b'hakel. So what does it mean to be a kadosh? Yeah, kadosh uparosh. In other words, even though on the outside, in terms of his interaction with the kahal, he's anything but a parush, but when it comes to his inner life, his personal life, then he's a kadosh for parsh. But that should not in any way undermine his role and his responsibility to be me'urav in matzibur, to be part of the tzibur. And the Torah says, ki kadosh adi Hashem, pirush, gam hu yisbarach, b'makom gadulaso, sham anvenuso. God himself is not up in the seventh sphere. He comes down to interact with the shvelim, with the lower creatures here on this earth. It means that he is connected with the entire kol. We have to emulate God and be connected with the entire kol. Ay, kedoshim uprushim, that's in your inner life, your inner spiritual life as an Oved Hashem. There you have to be a kadosh and a parush. Now we fast forward to another comment of the Chasam Sofer in his Sefer Torah Moshe. Right, his name is Rav Moshe Sofer. He quotes Rashi in our parasha. He quotes then the Chovas HaLevavos Rabbi Bechaye, who embellishes and lavishes praise on Godel Malas Aprishus Vabedidus. How great is it is to be a hermit, to be a Robinson Crusoe, to live far away from mankind, not to be influenced. No interaction. Oh, no. Ein ratzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios parush. In that perspective, to be parush, the satsma limit barrios, that's not the ratzad Hashem. She yelech l'makom shein anoshim, limit barrios, arroyos, yaros. Livchon ulahaskil es maisei Hashem, ki nora hu, Precious and Bedidus does not mean that he should go out to the Midbar Mokom Shein Anoshim. No. He has to go to a place where he can be part of the settlement, where he can settle together with others and live there. And why? Why is it so critical that he lives such a social existence? Livchon ulahaskil es maisei Hashem. In order to investigate the belief in one God, come up with cogent, powerful arguments, and pass it on to the next generation. So it comes out that according to the Chasam Sofer, there's a very fascinating integration or synthesis of what I would call, if you pardon quoting a Goyishev philosopher, Hegel's dialectic. On the one hand, we move away from society, in the sense that in my inner life, I'm totally focused on Kedusha, on sanctity, on being poresh from the pleasures of this world. But on the other hand, and here's the dialectic, I am totally given to the public eye. I am very much as I possibly can, be integrated and part of the public. Kedusha and precious is only on the inside. El Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach Lios Oeves Abrios. God wants us first and foremost to fit the category of Aves Abrios, Ules Chaver Imayim, and to be friends with them, Lelamdom, so that ultimately we can transmit to them Bino V'Haskel B'Toras Hashem. These are the Brios. Brios means they're not scholars, but they're open. Imagine they're open to this idea of wanting to accept and receive Torah. So the Oeves Habrios requires Lelamdom Bina Laskim B'Torah Hashem. How can you do that if you're out in the Midbar, if you're Porish Min HaTzibur? The Chasam Sofer admits that according to his policy, a person will have to be Mamayit Bozer Lahashlim Atzmo. He will have to curtail his activities of pursuing self-perfection. He can't be perfect if he's dedicating his time and he's a devoted member of the tzibur in teaching them Torah. So when a person who's capable of learning Torah on the highest level teaches Torah on a lower level, that's an act of self-sacrifice. But afilu hachi, hu ratzon Hashem lios oves habrios. He's not willing to let go on this obligation of being Oeves Habrios, Shal Yidei Zeh Mekarvan LeTorah. The greatest method of Kiruv is through interaction, to be makariv them. The worst scenario, most antithetical scenario to kiruv, is when a person is out there, a hermit, living a private life, and he's dovek bo. V'im kavanoso rak l'tachlis zeh, az yeh b'chibur anoshim libo dovek b'ashem. He separates between the goof and the lip. If his intention is, when he interacts with other people, not to benefit and enjoy this world, but rather to transmit the Torah, if that's his tachlis, that's his purpose, then the chibur, the connection that he has with anoshim, is a dveikus in Hashem. It's the highest level of dveikus. And at the same time, it's not contradictory, he separates himself from the pleasures of this world. This reminds me of the Rambam when he speaks about the midah of anger, and he says that if we're allowed to get angry on certain occasions for the sake of pedagogy, of teaching, the anger should be on the outside. But inside, he should chas shalom never be angry. There is a difference in Avodas Hashem in the public eye, b'farhesya, and Avodas Hashem towards one's own self, in the private sector. And here is the greatest nafkamina. In the private sector, precious. In the public sector, anything but precious. He's ma'urav im abrius, he's connected with them. He's going to play ball with them, if that's what it means, in order to get close to them. L'schaber b'hem. And yet, Sam Sofer admits that in pursuing this policy, this program, he's going to lose. In some level of his ruchnis. But that's what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want it to go out to the midbar and be a fromak in the midbar with all the piety and all the chumras. Hashem wants him to be part of the tzibur. To be ma'urim in my brios. And when I read this, I was so impressed with this, and I said to myself, you can never overemphasize this point, especially in today's frumkeit world, where people want to just be poresh. They want to live a life that is so separate and so alien to everyone else because they're going to reach the highest levels of piety. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Heilige Chasam Sofer, who could be holier than the Chasam Sofer himself? We're going to see some stories later about the Chasam Sofer and other giants. And yet he says, no. Being poresh doesn't mean being a hermit. You've got to be ma'uriv in my brios. That's the ultimate goal, to transmit Torah, to have an impact on someone. Lahav in Alaskil. And that you can only do when you are ma'urav im abrios. So that the dveikus that he has with the tzibur is for the purpose of lekarvan latorah, then it's the highest level of fulfilling the ratzon Hashem and achieving the avoda that's obligatory. V'zeu shabir kam b'yomer kedoshim tiyu shetiyu precious, but v'nucha litos, we might come to the mistaken impression inyan precious hainu b'didus ha'guf, that the goof itself should be separated from other goofos. No. On a physical level, kapichutz, daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The parsha was given by Hakel. You want to be a parish, that's fine. But be ma'urav im b'nei Adam. The reason why, the policy that we have to implement in order to achieve the greatest level is the level of rov gufei haTorah, and that means that most of the Torah you fulfill with the guf. Tluyimba means it's dependent. All these gufei haTorah, all these rov gufei haTorah, dependent on Lilmod Lilamed, to learn and to teach, and the goof has to be ma'urav in other goofos. You want to talk about precious, that's the nefesh. That's already in a private sector. Fantastic kind of schizophrenia, if you will. Very paradoxical. Very dialectical. On the one hand, on one level, to be ma'urav, to be very much part of society, to have influence, to interact, to be placed on a pedestal as a paradigm of Torah. But on the other hand, klapi pnim, and the inner life, to be a parush, not to run after tanuge olam hazeh. Now, if you're following the text, we're up to the left column, and we're going to study the connection between Parshas Achrimos and Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Achrimos, we have the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom HaKippurim, in which he enters into the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Holiest of Holies, one time a year. And there'll be drushes about the Kohen Gadol during the rest of the year. So again, can we find in the Kohen Gadol and his mandate an example of what the Rabbeinu Bachai calls bedidus, which is on the highest level, and it means the goof is separate from other goofos? He says the following. The Torah says, "Uba Aaron el Olam Moed." Now, what's happening is that Aaron has now completed his avoda on Yom Kippurim. And the Torah tells us in the end of Achrimos that now when he's completed it, Upashad es big day abad asher lovash b'boil kod, v'inicham sh'roch etzpor v'mayim okom kod, v'yetze, and aseyes olas oves olas ha'am. Says the Chasam Sofer, let's understand this based on our introduction and the Chovos HaLevavos, that bedidus is a great milah when you separate yourself, but nevertheless, a much greater mile is his chavrus, when you get together and you interact with other Ovdei Hashem. So that even if he's involved in precious, and as we said before, Rabbeinu Bachai dedicates an entire shahr to precious, nevertheless, he has to realize that there's a much greater level than precious. He says, "Mikoma kom kosa b'shar ha'prishus shi'etzahalaso b'funav v'avelu b'libo." This is a poetic license. On the outside, in his face, he's smiling. On the inside, he's sad and he's grieving. What does that mean? Pirush, "Mikoma kom levavo yeh bodeh l'ashem." Wherever he is, even if he's interacting with people, his lev, his heart, is bodeh, is separated. Well, what could be a good word, Rabbi Ol say, for bode, for his bodedus? Can anybody think of an English word for that? Like, for example, in certain Hasidic circles, they do his bodedus. How do they translate that into English? Anybody remember? No? All right. But you don't have to translate. I have to translate because I have to know how to translate words. But he says the following. On the outside,
seclusion.
Oh, that's a good word. He has to seclude himself, right? He says no. The seclusion is not on the outside in terms of the face and the countenance. That's tzahola b'funov. He's singing and he's dancing. He's interacting with the people. But what's going on in his lave? In his lave, he's porish. This is paradigmic in the case of the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol, for 7 days before Yom Kippur, he has to be misbodeh. He secludes himself. And that's called in the Lashon HaMishnah, Zayin Yimei HaPrisha. That culminates on Yom HaKippurim, when he goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim alone, no one is with him. He is a secluded, lonely man. However, that's all 1 week out of the 52 weeks of the year. So the Torah addresses the Kohen Gadol and says to him, "You finished the Avodah. You came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Uba Aaron el Olam Moed." Says the Chasam Sofer, what is the Olam Moed? The Olam Moed is the Beis HaMedrash. The Olam Moed is the location where we transmit the Torah.
Sifsei Kohen Yishmu Das and Yoru Mishpatech Yaakov. Now you've finished with your seclusion. You've achieved the greatest glory, the Avodah, the incredible Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. Now turn your face towards the people. And Upashat Bigdei Bad. Again, Bad is a reference to the linen garments. But he says, Bad is Miloshim Bedidus. Take off, strip yourself of Bedidus, of seclusion. Ashalavo, Ashalava, Ashpiboel, Akodesh, Ayaparish, Zayinyonim. No longer are you in a mode of Bedidus. Ashav Yishod. He should strip himself of those begotten of Bedidus, of isolation and seclusion. Lo yishtamesh b'midahi, leave precious out. V'nicham sham, what do you do with the begadim? You put it away. Maybe you can use it another year, 12 months now, but for the next 12 months, put them away. And therefore, v'rachatz b'soro b'mayim b'mokom kodosh. Pirish b'mokom she'yelo lios kodosh u'parush. Chelev ze yirchatz b'soro b'mei ha'torah. You might think that he should wash and immerse himself in a place that's conducive to precious, to be separated from the people. No. He is the Kohen Gadol. He should do rechitza b'mei ha'torah in the waters of Torah, so that now he can go back to transmitting Torah. I had a Rebbe, actually two Rebbeim, that fit this category, this description, incredibly. They were really lonely individuals. They were closed books. We couldn't really see beyond the outside. But yet they transmitted Torah. They were with us as chavrusas, interchange of learning. But somehow, in their inner life, they were very private. They were very secluded. On Sunday, you may remember, I spoke about hesped, the responsibility of a maspid, if he reaches the ideal level of kiyum hesped, is to somehow unravel or to reveal the secrets of this personality that's so closed, that's so introverted. But in terms of a Gadol B'Yisrael and his interaction with the people, it must be primary. Here he's got to drop the concept of precious, leave it, the Makom Sham, with the big day bad of the Kohen Gadol. There's no room for Bedidus for a person who's meant to be part of the Tzibur and is meant to and responsible for transmitting the Torah. We're up to page 2. We're going to look at a letter. You know that Rabbi Kveger and the Chassam Sofer were Mechutonim, and Rabbi Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer, was a first cousin to Rabbi Leibler Eger. Rabbi Leibler Eger, the son of Rabbi Kveger, is a very interesting personality because he was brought up in a very Litvisha kind of environment, but ultimately he became a chassid. In any event, he was influenced by Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin. Now, in the writings of the Igros Sofrim, which I think I have somewhere, go find it, he says, in the name of the Chassam Sofer, regarding Parshas Kedoshim B'Hakel Nemra, that I can testify Eidus Nemana Shayana Doresh V'no Mekayim, that in his life, the Chassam Sofer personified in his very actions, his very behavior, what he himself philosophized. It wasn't just Noah Lidrosh, it was Noah Lekayim. And he describes the derech of his father and all the greats, with all their incredible Kedusha and Chassidus, with all their Precious, with all their Tznius. Nevertheless, Bo Bechadoro Bechadri Levavam, Umaskios Kloyoseim, Umachusoseim, All of these midos of Kedusha and Chassidus and Precious and Tzniyus were all in their inner lev, Bechadre Libam. He calls it the kidneys, in the intelligence of the kidneys and the machshavos. However, al pnei kol ha'am, when they were in the public eye, nagu minog derech eretz means interaction, kifi mashi yizbelu abrios. What does this mean? Kifi mashi yizbelu abrios. I read it a few times. I think what he means is that his interaction or his level of interaction corresponds to the ability of the people to interact with him. You know, you can't foister yourself on people in order to teach them Torah. You have to know your audience and see what they can accept, what they can tolerate. It's like, you know, if you give a person a very strong medicine, a very strong drug, and he's not able to tolerate it, then instead of healing him, you're going to damage him. So in this interaction in which you are playing a role as a mashpia, you have to make sure that your tzibur could tolerate it. Now he says that this is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw it before. We're seeing it again. That we're imitating God because God, on the one hand, is menayeg olamos, Bechesed uberachamim. He is out there interacting, so to speak, with all the worlds with compassion. Lefi koach hamakablim. Again, he can only bestow upon us that which we can take, which we can physically receive. V'tzimtzum ha'ar b'chol olam v'olam lefi kocho. Rabosai, I think what he's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two midos, and in a sense they're mutually exclusive, and yet they both exist simultaneously in the Ribono Shel Olam. On the one hand, the Ribono Shel Olam represents Menayeg Olamo. He is out there with the midah of being Dovek, of being involved in the world. On the other hand, he's Mitzamtzem, he withdraws his R from each world, which means that now God is secluded and we can't see His countenance, His Shekhinah. Now he says what we saw before, that that's what it means that the parsha of Kedoshim Tiyu was given behakel. All right. Now, he quotes here a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah darshins a pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech, when he sings the songs of praise for those who are dedicated to Torah study day and night, V'aleu lo yibol. What does V'aleu lo yibol mean? Which is literally, it refers to agricultural conditions. No. Afilu sichas kulin shall tamid chachamim tzricha talmud. We're talking about a sichas chulin. The talmid chacham is not giving a shir. He's interacting with people. He's talking about what's going on in the world. Sichas chulin. But even a sichas chulin is geared and directed towards holy things. Berumo shalom. So on the one hand, you're conversing with the Talmud Chacham, you think, yeah, he's talking, you know, like we talk about, you know, the weather conditions. You know, everyone said to me, I got out just in time. In any event, so, you have to know that it's much more profound than that. The Talmud Chacham is living on two different levels. And his speech may seem on one superficial level to be Sichas Chulin, but Tzricha Talmud, if you would learn and study his Sichas Chulin, you would reveal deeper meanings. My Rebbe once told us about Reb Chaim that he would converse with people and he would have a lively discussion, and it could even be in learning, and then at some point in the middle he would ask for forgiveness. He would get up out of the chair, open up a Rambam, and he would say, this is emes. In other words, my pshat in the Rambam is correct, and then go back to the conversation as if nothing happened. A Talmud Chacham lives on different levels, on different wavelengths, simultaneously. They say about Rav Chaim Oyser that he could answer two tshuvas because he was ambidextrous. He wrote a tshuva with his right hand, and simultaneously he wrote a tshuva with his left hand. I spoke to a psychiatrist, he denied it. It can't be. But I guess Rav Chaim Oyser didn't go to medical school. Or at least his brain didn't go to medical school. He says, "Ube'emes inyan ze matim lahafli madreges David Amel." When David Amel sings the praise of Sichas Chulin, is because that's exactly what he embodied in his life. The pasuk says in Divrei Yom Vayivorech David es Hashem li'enei kol hakol. Even when David HaMelech was speaking Sichas Chulin in front of the Hamon Am, he still was miyached his machshava. His mindset was exclusively dedicated to Dvarim HaNiskovim, to Yichudim Elyonim, to higher matters. And now we get back to the discussion that we started with today, that the Chevraya Kaddisha of Rav Shimon Yochai was so thrilled with the Parsha of Kedoshim, because the Parsha of Kedoshim includes most of the secrets of the Torah. And it was given the Rov Am, the Hakel, to teach us that we all have a shaychus to the secrets of the Torah. We'll take a look at Rav Shimon Sofer again. He says, Ki tu osav bidvekus gedola b'ashem, v'toros al pi kisvei ari v'zor ha-kadosh. He describes his father as being dedicated to Hashem and his Torah based on the Ari and the Zohar. And that means that on one level he was a Parush. But yet, he reaches the Madrega of Parsha Zuba Hakel Nemra. Even when he is amongst the many people, he is still his Bodidus, he's in seclusion, B'yichud Imkono, with his Creator. Rak lebnei aliyah shezochu lilvod lahasig Torah anistar. In the case of the highest level of the students of Torah, the bnei aliyah, they could imitate this level of the Chasam Sofer. Why? Because they studied Torah anistar. They studied the secrets of the Torah. By studying the secrets of the Torah, they can make what's called yichudim. Yichudim means they can talk about one thing, but on a deeper level, they're thinking of the holiest names of God and all the different tzirufim and so forth. So now the Gemara tells us, Reb Shimbar Yochai Omer, Efshar Adam Choresh B'Shas Charisha, it says, Torah my Tehel Leho. Which means that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that you have to dedicate yourself to Torah. And the Chasam Sofer is quoted as saying that what the Gemara means is that Adam yechoresh b'shas charisha shelo tei kavanaso b'shas charisha kak lachrosh bilvad velo teilo kavana cheres. If a person b'shas charisha is totally exclusively focused on the Harisha, that's not a good idea. Torah Mate Olel. He's completely ignoring the Torah. He has to get used to the fact that during his work, he could still have in mind, or at least one part of his mind, Dvarim Elyonim. Again, you have to be very, very careful here. Not everyone could reach this level. If a person would be distracted, if he's cutting something with a knife, And all he's thinking about is Dvar Melionim. I wouldn't want to be there when he cuts his hand, you know what I'm saying? But on a very high level, a person who's so used to, trained in Yichudim, he has such control, mind over matter, that he's able to focus on these Yichudim, even when he's cutting a bagel with a knife, he's already moving towards the Madrega of a Chasam Sofer. And this is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wanted to teach us. This was his legacy. He is the Baal Torah Sasod. He's the Baal Abbas over Kabbalah, over the secrets of the Torah. But his shita was, and that's what the Chasam Sofer is trying to bring out, that every Maisa Gashmi, every physical act, is subject, it lends itself to Yichudim, which means that you can have in mind the combinations and the calculations of the Divine Being and the Holiness of God. So B'Shas Harisha, where is he? Well, physically, he's in the farm. He's on the ground. But where is he spiritually? He's not in the Makom Harisha. He's in the Makom where his Machshava goes, and that's in the higher worlds. So therefore, he has an interaction or an integration of two worlds. The physical world where he's acting, and the spiritual world where his mind is at. That's what Kedusha means for Yisrael. He's poresh b'machshavto mikol inyoni olam hazeh, kol mas avidibur v'em l'shem shamayim, but yet he still is very much grounded in this physical finite world. He's not just in the olamos elyonim, but he's doing harisha b'shas harisha. And perhaps this would explain that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was called Kadosh Hashem. Man hu Kadosh Hashem, can be called Kadosh Hashem, crowned with that description, Dor Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Ikrei Mechubad B'Alma Dein u B'Alma D'Yasi. He was in both worlds. He lived simultaneously in this world and in the next. His Torah Sod gave him the ability to sanctify his Machshava, his Dibur, and his Maisa to Shem Hashem. He's there for Afilu Biyoso Omeid Biolam Azeh. He's interacting with people on this very physical world. Nevertheless, Nimtzav B'Machshav, so as far as Machshava is concerned, he can be found Biolam Ha'Elyon because of his level of Dveikus. That's quite a paradox. How a person could be in two worlds at the same time. That's the greatness of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's the message of Parshas Kedoshim.